good boy. Okay. So, one thing I want to say first is that I'm not an ASOM expert or whatever you can call it. I just happened to use it for a few times to get some bugs in projects I've been working on. So, if you have questions at the end, I might know. I might not know the answer. Probably not, but whatever. So, what is ASOM? So, it's the power sanitizer, like in the long format. So, it's basically memory debugger, memory error detector for C++. Right? So, what does it do? It does free, use it for free. So, if you delete something and use it again, it will tell you. It does detect buffer overflows in both heap, stack, and global variables. It also use after return, which is kind of weird, so I won't talk about it. If you go to the ASOM web page, it's basically just use some static cap. You can follow that. It also does instantiation order, but that's easy to tell you that, so you can follow those either. But those are the easy ones. So, that is ASOM number two. It's fast, right? So, if you know how to debug stuff, you would say, yeah, but bugging kind of does all that. Yeah, but then bugging, we can't use it, right? You can use it for some things, but if you actually ever try to use bugging on something which is HTML-based or Qt-based, you'll see that it crumbles, like it's slow, 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 really slow. To the point I had problems getting the errors to happen because I couldn't, like, my animations were so jerky, which there was no animation at all, right? So, like, the thing that happened in the middle that crashed wasn't happening because it was so slow, so I had to resort to ASOM. The average slowdown is like twice the program, so it's acceptable. It works on Linux, Mac, and ARM Android. It supports GCC 4.8 and Clang C1. Clang support is usually better. There's a few nice things. GCC, if you have to use it, 4.9 is much better than 4.8. I don't know if you saw a few blogs I did with 4.8. It was kind of crap, and you had to do some magic to make it work. I saw it. It's online, it kind of works automatically, which is how it should. It's also a Google project, which is both good and bad. It means that like ongoing efforts and Google people usually know what to do. It also means that it's kind of hard to contribute to, and because Google does all those things that embed on the crap in the project. But yeah. Hello. Yeah. So, how do you use it, right? Usually it is very easy. You only have to add xsanitize equals arrays, and then that's it. You probably want to add dash g to get like more debug output in your line, and then they recommend using fno on its own pointer, which I have no clue what it does, but that's what they recommend. That's it. Right, so that's what you have to do. But you don't have to go for a video game. So I have some examples. And that's where I sit down and we see some code. Use after free. Yes, okay. So, use after free. That's a very vanilla program, so obviously it doesn't matter. But you'll see I'm deleting the array and then returning the array. Right, that's bad, very bad. So, we probably want the front bigger too, right? So, I have the compilation which compiles three times, one with regular GCC, the other with GCC and ASOM, and the other with Clang and ASOM. So, that's the thing, if you run it with the regular compile, it doesn't even crash because it's like, yeah, you're using one memory, but the kernel got you more memory than you actually requested, so the kernel doesn't really know you are accessing the wrong position of memory, so it can't set fault. And then I'm going to run the Clang version, and it gives you that, right? Which is not bad, but then you go here, it's like, yeah. That's not really so useful, right? It's like, it's saying use after free plan plus EOX. Is that right? I guess there's some way of getting proper information from that, but yeah, right. So, what's that cheap, right? Like, people, like, we want things to be easy, what do we have? So, you have to export some things for some reason, right? You don't have to do that with this anymore because they fix it, but they didn't fix it in time. Right? So, I'll get to export those variables with some, like, their online history. Maybe not. Yes. So, you export the symbolizer path. You export the path, and then you tell him you want to export JSON options equals symbolize one, and then you write again. And now, suddenly, it's not there. It says the line, right? Awesome. I don't know whoever in Google decided that this should not be the default, but okay, so you go to line 7, and yeah, you realize that in line 7 you used after free memory you allocated somewhere that you deleted in line 6 and allocated in line 4. So yeah, you allocated in line 4, deleted in line 6, used in line 7. Okay, so far so good. More. Obviously, background also takes that, right? So we would background with the color thingy. It will tell us, yeah, invalid grid, line 7, blah, 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 6. Okay, good. Out of bounds heap access. Heap out of bounds. So, the difference here is like I'm accessing the array which I haven't deleted yet, but it's like past 100, so it's bad, right? Okay, I will make clean and make sure everything is alright. And that's the thing. You still run it, it's the same problem, the kernel got more memory, there's no price, no anything. And yeah, with GCC, you get the error. And the client gets an error, everything's so fine. We can just run this thing. And it still works. So far, so good. No, it will fight with each other and it will crash. So if I do this and I do UCC, it background kind of shallow memory runs into it with existing memory mapping, whatever that means, it doesn't like it. So yeah, then do that. Out of bounds stack access, so that's more interesting. So, what we're doing here is declaring a static stack, so not being new, and accessing the wrong memory level. So, same thing, clean, make, program program, still doesn't crash. GCC with JSON will tell you the wrong thing, 96, 93, blah, blah, blah. That's so far to do. Same with client. Yeah, here's the error. But now you run by going with this thing. Turning on. Here. There's actually no warning. I mean, there's a warning here, but the warning doesn't have anything to do with the error. That one doesn't know how to detect this kind of errors. I don't know why. I think it's because. Do I not remember it? How? Oh. Okay, so it's not enabled by default. Okay. Yeah, it might be relatively new because I went to the Docker and they said they didn't do that. Okay, so Million says they do that and there's an option. But yeah, given background it's still very slow, you probably don't want to enable the option all the time if it's slower. No things, out of global access thingies. So, it's the same. Global out of bounds. page basically you're saying is the one before, but we just have the variable not as part of the main, but just as a global calling variable. Yeah, same thing. No crash or error here. This is the text you believe me. And Valgrind again doesn't. Yeah, no error, everything's fine. No, not really. Okay, so I don't know. The option you say might also fix this error. Using libraries. Yeah, that's so far so good, but like, I have one file, right? But one file is cheating. So I have two files now, which is kind of cheating too, but whatever. Let me make it bigger. So, I basically have a main that instantiates to, and then pull it in back into memory. So, how do you use this? You need to obviously add the ciphers address, economic pointer to everywhere. And you need seed blocks, right? So you compile it, and then you run it. And I need to export all the library paths. I will back to that for some time. I copy library I just created. And it crashes, and it tells you that insert CPP line 7, the range of the one. Whoops, that was. So yeah, insert CPP line 7, do something wrong. Okay, so there's two very interesting things here. We usually use this flag for libraries to make sure like anything that the library is declaring is actually in the library, right? Because sometimes it happens that you do it wrong. So, with that, you need to link to this library, right? So if you link to this library, you'll get a very funny error saying undefined reference for async option detect stack use something, 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 something. So you want to link to this library. And yeah, that's basically it. If you don't do async on the binary, it will also crash. Sorry. Yeah, that's somewhere in sign right here. If you don't use async on the binary, it will also crash. Why? Because async is doing some magic in the before the program actually gets to run, and if your library has it but the program doesn't, bad things happen, right? So if you don't really want to debug stuff on your binary because your binary might just be getting the library and running it, you still need it here. It took me a while because I was trying to debug kernel stuff. So I compiled all the cryptography things with ASM, but not kernelsim. But then kernelsim was crashing, and I was like, why is this crashing, right? So it's because you also need to compile the binary with ASM, which is like, I don't need to debug kernelsim because it's like 10 lines, but still you need it. That's fine. That's, you don't need, I mean, it will just work. You compile your program with ASM and the library not, and it will just work. Not the library, just. I mean, what this thing does, it just adds code when compiling in your code. So, there's no new code in the library, right? So, one disallowed, like, one new code will disallowed. So, non utilized values. So for non-utilized values, it's not actually ASAN that you're using, but NSAN, which is the memory sanitizer, right? So we have to use F-sanitized memory and not address. This is still not implemented in GCC, so if you try to use easy with this, it will be like, yeah, I don't know what this is, so it will fail. And it is implemented in CAN, but honestly, I can't make it work. So, sorry, 3.5 and 3.6. So, this is without grammar or anything. Let me show the code first so we know what we're saying. So, I have an int foo, and then I call bar foo, which will print the foo. So, that's obviously uninitialized memory. I have an int foo 2, and then I do the same with the 1, which is uninitialized memory. I have this with a blob array, and the same thing. And the only one that ends up actually looks is this one, which to me doesn't make any sense because, like, this one and this one should be, like, very similar to the text. So, if we run it, and then it's not giving me the lines again because I forgot something. But if I comment, so to prove that things are under the text, this one, if I comment it, yeah, it doesn't give any line, right? So, right. Well, and I'm accessing the memory here too. I mean, 231 is accessing the memory. Doesn't look like it. Okay, yeah. Okay, so they know it makes sense. It didn't make sense to me, sorry. So, yeah, that's good at the same time, bad because by then we'll still look at this and like compiling my summer library with ASM is something I'm not going to do. Sorry. So, yeah, if we run it with Baldwin, it will say all those things. Yeah, that's the only thing we talk about later. So, what about Baldwin, right? For some reason, the joke doesn't make sense. I used to have a dragon there with some knights killing the dragon. So, anyway, what about Baldwin, right? Or main check, actually, which is like the tool in Baldwin that does memory checking. So it's very slow, and we probably ever all used Valgrind and found that, like, the documentation says it will be 10 times slower. I think 10 times slower is, like, the best case scenario. It's, like, probably much slower. It actually has a very good thing, which is it doesn't need a compiler, right? It's, like, you run it, and it will come slow, but it will find things, right? The thing that's slow, as I said this previously, it might make some things with our race conditions not happening, so it's problematic, but yeah. And one of the most important things is that it actually continues after the first error. Which is good. Very good. So I was checking once a problem with ASAN and it just stopped at the first error. But like it was finding an error in Qt. I knew it wasn't my problem. Like my program is not crashing because of that. Like this is bad, it has to be fixed. But I don't care about this at the moment, right? I care about this other error. But yeah, they don't do that. They are of the opinion which every single error has to be fixed. So if you have an error, that's it, fix this one, and then move into the other. I can see that, I mean, it makes sense, but sometimes it just makes it slower to find the error you actually want. Python as a secondary thing, it actually finds memory leaks, which is pretty nice too. If you look at the history of how Baldwin and Namecheap evolved, they say that the memory leak thing was an afterthought, not really what they wanted, something that this was a byproduct, which is an awesome byproduct. I'd like my byproducts to be this good. And then it finds memory without initializing. Yeah, and it's, as we just saw, it's not that it doesn't work, it's just that I would need to compile the C summer library with memory sizing, which we don't want. And by then, we can find errors to static scroll to sublevels, which You also said it does if you pass some slow class. Oh, it's a different tool. Okay, so yeah, you have like the 1-2 tools, which is always problematic. I don't remember if I have no sets. No, I don't have no sets. So the whole answer to the questions, I don't know. Yeah, we do have time. So before we go to the questions, I just want to say that some tools are there for you to use. There's Divi, which is a good tool. There's Login, which is a good tool. There's ASAN, which is a good tool. There's like the Vibing experimental tools, which are also good tools. You have to know how to use all the tools. There's no single bullet for the Vibing. Just use whatever you think in this case will make sense. And if you have questions, I'm also missing image here. Yes. No. It will just only give you worse information when the bug phase happens because there's no debug symbols, so it's like, yeah. Another question? ASAN will just stop on the first error, and there's no other way to make it continue than fixing the error. One thing I wanted to say about that, we are having a patch for extra CMake modules that will make using this thing easier. You will only have to say compile with ASAN, I don't remember the flags, and you'll just do that for the project. We did that for KR card the other day while debugging the extra CMake things, and we actually found the problem. But in the unit test, so I mean, this thing makes sense and actually helps. One of the things I think is crazy, but we might want to do one thing one time is just compile the whole stack with ASAN and just try to open something and see if it just starts. Any more questions? Okay, no more questions. Thank you.